Well, good afternoon, and welcome to episode 226 of The Underground Live. I'm Passive J. I hope you guys are having a good day out there. I see the OG Army starting to form up in the chat box. I see Juicer, hey, Homeboy 88. Well, here we go. It's going to be a party now. Dragonoff's here. Excellent. I always appreciate when you guys show up. It feels weird when I'm talking to myself. As I mentioned, I hope you guys are having a great day. My day's not going too bad. It's nearing its end. But it's always nearing its end when I talk to you guys, which does affect the tone of the show. Once I'm off for a little while, I might try to do like morning shows or something to see if it's different tempo or anything like that. Because right now I'm tired and fucking high as shit. I probably should not have done that third hit of wax. Probably should have kept it at two. But it's all right. We'll get by one way or another. But either way, yeah, by the time I'm talking to you guys, I've had a long day. I get up at 3 a.m. and it is currently 6. So that is math I don't even want to do math, but yeah, I've been up for a little while. Today was tiring in another way, as it was deadlift day. As you guys know, Big Dalton set me up on a pretty intense and specific workout schedule. So each day that does different things, and you know, there's all kinds of different variations of lifts and all that good stuff, which I've had to modify at least somewhat because I don't have all the equipment that I need to do the things I'm supposed to be doing. So I have to improvise as best as I can. Today was deadlift day. So I did sets of deadlifts of a hex bar until... what's this going on? Oh, Homeboy said he has a pain in his back. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, boss. That sucks. Deadlifts would help you out. Anyways, I did hex bar deadlifts, and after I did my sets of that, I flipped the hex bar over because on the other side it has handles. So basically it raises up the point where you're grabbing the bar by about 3 inches or so. Then I did sets of deadlifts, hex bar deadlifts like that. Then after that, I did stiff-legged deadlifts with a regular bar as opposed to a hex bar. And then after that, I did weighted wall sits because I was supposed to do leg press, and I don't have the equipment to do that at my house. So I just do a wall sit, which is, if you're unfamiliar with it, you go up to a wall, turn around, and put your back against the wall and try to make like a seated position without the seat by pressing against the wall. I do that with 25-pound weights, and just keep it in your lap while you're doing it, and do it for like a 30 count. And I do like 3 sets of that, and I think I'm probably gonna have to move the weight up for fairly soon because I don't want to do 3 sets of that. I'd rather do like 1 or 2 sets of heavier, but we'll see how the schedule goes. But regardless, and that's my entire workout. So it's not a very long workout as far as that goes. I think I get it done in like 45 minutes. I give myself an hour in the morning to do this shit. Sometimes it doesn't take all that long. Sometimes it goes a little over depending on what day it is. And it felt pretty good. My other accomplishment for today, besides having a good deadlifting workout, because trust me, a good deadlifting workout's way better than a bad one. Deadlift day is one of the ones where I'm always worried kind of that I'm going to hurt myself. Today I felt like my form was good. It didn't feel unstable or dangerous like it used to. So I feel like I'm getting a good hang of it. And I've deadlifted before, but I feel like I lost a lot of my form and stuff when I got sick. To be honest with you, I expect to have some sort of catastrophic health issue crop up really soon, because this is exactly like the last time, really. We're getting pretty close, because the other news I wanted to share with you guys is when I weighed myself this morning, I weighed 199.2 pounds, which is a yay thing for me. I realize that's not a lot to some people or a lot to others, but back before I started taking this testosterone, I weighed 186 pounds. So, creeping up on 200 makes me very happy. That's not gigantically quick, but that's probably how you want to do it. According to my scale, I've went up about 0.8% in body fat, you know, from like 11.6 to like, I'm sorry, from like 11.2 to 12, which I'm sure is not correct, by the way, for my actual body fat. I'm sure I have way more than 12%. But the fact that it went up an eighth of a percent is probably accurate. It's at least good for letting me know which way it's going, and if not, what the actual numbers are. So pretty happy about both those things. Tomorrow's a rest day as far as like the working out goes, which kind of bums me out actually. With all the good news I had today with the weighing in at that. Oh, and by the way, I don't think I actually weigh 199. My weight goes up and down too much. I think 5 days ago I weighed myself in at 193. So I'm, but then again, 2 days before that I weighed 196. So it goes up and down quite a bit from day to day, and I've stopped weighing myself from day to day. I probably try to do it like a couple times a week. But I'm fairly sure I'm probably not going to weigh 199 when I weigh myself tomorrow, for example, but it does seem to be trending up, which is a good thing. And I know you guys all tell me not to worry about my weight, but, that's easy to, you guys to say, you're not the ones that are skinny. But you know, I do have to thank Ryan. I know you guys dog him quite a bit, but, the workout advice has been pretty helpful. And it was a pretty thorough, schedule he gave me, which I'm starting to tamper with. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So at some point I'm going to need some of you guys' help, because I know quite a few of you guys are into the fitness stuff. And, we talked all about this the first time around. So, I'm going to want you guys to kind of examine my schedule and talk about the things I like to work when I'm working out, and things I don't like, and probably work out around some things, because I don't know if I'm doing his workout. Obviously works, despite you guys dogging him. He's actually a pretty big dude. So, it will certainly get you big. I'm just not sure if it's a right one for me as far as like the, rotation of lifts. You know, I feel like I don't do some of the more important lifts enough and do more accessory work than I need instead. For example, I only bench press twice a week. I bench press on Wednesdays and on Sundays. And I kind of feel like I should be bench pressing three times a week. I mean, I work out 5 days a week, so I have plenty of time for it. But I have two chest and arm days. I have two leg days, and then I have one deadlift day. So I don't know. And I have up to an hour each day. So if you think I'd be able to fit in 3 days of chest and arms instead of two, I guess that's the one that bothers me. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think 2 days a week is good enough for chest? All right. That's why I ask you guys these questions. When I left my own devices, the very first basic, lifting routine I did, the first time I started lifting about 4 or 5 years ago, was a basic 5x5 routine. And I would just do, this three times a week. And, it was the same thing three times a week. I would do bench press, bent over rows, barbell rows, deadlift, overhead press, and split squats. And that was my routine. I did that three times a week. So that's probably not the best way to do it, obviously. And Tenor said, I'm not a power lifter. I'm not a power lifter yet. Have you seen me recently? Have you looked at the pictures I posted on the OG? I'm all buff and shit now. Oh, obviously that's not true. Being 6'7" and weighing 199 pounds, buff is not a word that would apply to me. But I am getting in pretty good shape for my age, I must say. What, Tender's like, goddamn, Jay. Goddamn right, dude. Look at that. Look at that fucking python. I posted a picture of my me flexing on the OG. I can't remember where I posted it. I think, on the testosterone thread that I have on there. And compared to what I did look like, it is actually pretty impressive. Although it's, you know, not going to scare anybody. So I'm not actually that big yet. Anyways, I don't know what you guys want to talk about today. Feel free to call in or type something in the chat box if you got something you want to talk about. In the meantime, let's see. I'm serious, guys. I didn't take any time at all to do the prep for the show today. We've decided I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to look for news articles. I'm not going to, like, you know, sit here and go, oh, they might want to talk about this and might not want to talk about that. That doesn't work. I'm just going to come on and do the show. You guys are going to let me know what you want to talk about. If you can't, I'm sure I can come up with some sort of topics. But that seems not to be what the more fun part of the show is. It goes a lot better when I wing it, it seems like. I mean, at least for me, because maybe for you guys, not so much. Now, I actually had, I swear, in my notepad thing, at least a couple things I thought I wanted to talk about. Oh, Wolfcastle asked, how is it you have COPD and you still smoke pot? Well, it's because I'm stupid. I have COPD in the same way that I have scoliosis, in that it says shit on medical reports, but no doctors ever talked to me about this shit. When I had the cancer thing, they gave me a plethora of different tests and scans and all this good shit. And the doctors talked to me about the cancer stuff pertinent to those scans. Those scans cover all kinds of things, and the scanners give a general report. They're not just said, hey, look for this. They're just told, scan us and tell us what there is. So you have reports that sometimes don't relate directly to the cancer you had. I was able to look some of the shit up, because with the wonders of new technology, you have access to all your medical records on the internet. That's how I found out that I had scoliosis, because it said, you know, indication of minor scoliosis in one of the CAT scans, I imagine. And then during one of the chest x-rays, it said, you know, something about, you know, indications of low level COPD. And plus, they said there's some nodules or whatever it is, some spots that they wanted to watch because they thought they might be kind of cancery. But even though they spotted it relative, you know, like on the first scan a couple years ago, whenever they scan it again, it's unchanged. We got a caller. But as far as the COPD thing, it just says, you know, under report, mild COPD, and that's it. And no doctor ever came to me and says, hey, by the way, I was looking at a report and it looked like you have a mild COPD. You have this done, this kind of treatment. None of that shit. I read it on the internet. I'm like, fuck, I guess I have this. It's what it says here. So that's how I got the diagnosis. What are you talking about,
motherfucker?
I'm talking about the fact that I have COPD, but I had this to find it out on the internet. Yeah. What's going on, hardcore?
This is hardcore. This is hardcore, homeboy 88. I'm fucking pissed off. I'm fucking cranky, bro. My back hurts. Okay? So, Tenor, stay away. Don't call in, bro. I'm just warning you right now.
Dude.
I'm cranky as shit, bro.
That's like chum in the fucking water, dude. What okay? did you just do?
I don't know if it's because it's... Dude, I think it's... Honestly, I think it's cold weather mixed with I'm lifting heavy shit. Mm. And I don't know. I just woke up with a bad backache. And... it went away, but now it's coming back because it's getting colder.
You know what I did this morning? This morning I went out into my unheated breezeway, where the temperature was about 40, man. And then I went into that thing and I lifted heavy objects for about an hour.
Oh, you motherfucker.
My back feels fucking awesome. Well, you know, I can understand why you can't take the cold. You're off, you know, being over there in California where you've never experienced anything colder than the fucking freezer at the fucking 7-Eleven when you go to grab beer. So I can
understand
that.
I know, motherfucker. It's been hot all year long, and then it gets cold, and my fucking back season up, motherfucker.
Now,
listen,
when you
motherfuckers,
say,
I'm pissed
when you
off,
say,
man.
When you say what? Cold, how cold are we talking about, really? 60? I want to know what you're talking, what you consider cold.
Listen,
in California.
Listen, bro. In the morning, it's cold, bro.
Yeah.
I warmed up earlier, but in the morning when I went out to go, it was cold, motherfucker.
You still haven't given
it
me a number.
I could have been in Alaska, motherfucker. I didn't know any difference, motherfucker. But you know what?
Uh-huh.
That's when my back seized up. I was just in the cold air and fucking my back seized up, and I was like, God, fucking hell. And the air conditioning didn't help any in my car.
You know, I'm never going to make fun of anybody for their back seizing up. Your back is such a fucked up thing. Every time my back gives me problems, it's for some stupid reason. I've never hurt myself lifting something tremendously heavy or anything. I've hurt myself turning slightly to the left. I'm like, what the? And that was it.
Yes,
what the fuck happened?
Or you cough or something, and you're like, and it messes you up. I think last night, okay, it was my fault. Okay, it was my fault. If my boss is listening, fuck you, motherfucker. But I'll tell you this. So I was taking some weights down, some 25-pound weights and some 15-pound weights and some 10-pounds, because I'm doing work. And like when you glue this one thing, like it's a divider to the room, right, when it's wood, like a seamless transition. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying, but you have to put pressure on it. So you have to put, I put weights on it and it glues it, and it after about 5 hours, it's glued for life. Well, homeboy 88 decides, okay, now I got to take the weights back down to the garage because I don't want anybody tripping over it. The glue's all set. I'm so tough. I'm going to take as many as I can down those stairs.
Yeah,
so
how
guess
many was
what?
That?
I'm going down the stairs, and I had a little hiccup on the stairs, and that's all it took.
I can see that. I've done that once or twice and got away with it lately, where, you know, you're holding heavy weights, you kind of try to hitch it to the side, you know. And every time, as soon as I'm trying to do it to get a better grip of the barbell, and as I'm doing it, I'm like,
that's
a lot of weight that you're just trying to, like, flip into the air kind of so you can get a better grip. I'm like, that's probably a poor idea.
The thing was, the one of the dumbbells was slipping out, so I grabbed it. And when I grabbed it, it jerked my back.
Oh,
and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I take my back seriously enough that every day, normal day, like a workout day, I end up stretching it out 3 times. When I get up, I do all my morning stuff, and then I go to work out. As soon as I work out, the first thing I do is stretch. And 80% of stretch is back stuff. Then I do my workout, and then I stretch a fucking again to make sure that stuff's all loose and it's not going to tighten up on me. Then I go about my business for the day, and then just before I go to bed, I stretch again, just to make sure fucking everything's nice and loose for when you go to bed. And the only difference in my non-workout days is I only stretch twice, once when I get up and once before I go to bed. And I think it's firmly a good idea. Sometimes I'll put it off for a little bit while I'm being lazy and on my day off, but I always make sure I stretch before I take my shower, because fuck, the last 4 times I've fucked up my back was in the shower. Literally, it's like, I'm washing, taking a shower, Oh, let me go grab the shampoo. Oh, horrible idea. Shampoo has slayed you. You fucking fucked up your back. Yeah.
And it doesn't help that every motherfucker over here wants to order everything, and I got to deliver it now, motherfuckers. Cabinet. Fucking, what's that one game where you have the beanbag through the hole? What's that called?
Cornhole?
I've delivered like 10 of those. Cornhole, you can cornhole your ass, bro. Okay? Enough of this shit. What is it, fucking Christmas year round now, bro? I know Trump won't send one check. Where's all this money coming from?
Well, yeah. People don't want to go any place to shop anymore. Everyone wants to stay home. So it, look at it this way. You have fucking pretty good job security, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at the bright side of things, you know? You're a much needed service, man. Yeah. Now, don't try to get cocky like the truckers and shit, dude, though. I have a whole bunch of trucker friends.
Money, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah? Well, you probably should get it, actually. But don't get cocky like the truckers. I have a whole bunch of trucker friends, and I don't talk about this on, you know, on Facebook because fucking, I don't want to make them feel bad. But and if any of you guys have had trucker friends, and if you are a trucker, I apologize. I'm probably about to hurt your feelings. But all of them have the same attitude that they have, like, the most important job in the world. Like, you know, without truckers, none of you guys get your stuff, and, you know, the entire economy grinds to a halt.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, there is some truth to that, actually, but you, so what? Guess what? If all the farmers stop farming, we all starve to death, so...
breaker, 1-2, check 1-2, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can do that shit, too. Get my CB radio. You know what? Get your CB radio, get the wire, and fucking strangle yourself, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, but there are a ton of professions that are considered you weirdo. There's a ton of professions that are considered essential services, but truckers are one of the few ones where, like, a lot of them feel like, you know, their job is the most important thing in the world. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm no stand-up comedian. Okay. That's like a stand-up comic. Have you ever heard these motherfuckers talk about themselves like they're the most important thing in the world?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're so arrogant. And I had a joke. Let's see if I can remember him because my back's killing me, that I created. There was a guy dying on a plane. And the stewardess comes over and says, "Is there a doctor here? You know, can anybody help?" And then somebody raised their hand, and they go, "Are you a doctor?" And the guy says, "No, better. I'm a stand-up comic." Fuck you, motherfucker.
Sorry. I couldn't pass that.
The point of the joke is not to be funny. The point of the joke is that they actually do think that important, you know, to society. Listen, motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you're that important... Okay.
Ooh.
Oh crap.
Forrest Flippin says I have a beef with truckers because I have a tiny hatchback. No, actually I don't have that much of an issue because I very rarely drive on the highway. So I might get stuck behind a big trucker, but, you know, I don't interact with them a ton. I actually rode with somebody in a truck once from basically Detroit down to the bottom of Ohio, then back up to Detroit. It's basically like a one-day trip. So I have an idea of how that lifestyle goes, and I can't do it myself because I have no depth perception, and that is something truckers really need because they get that truck into some pretty tight situations. I don't think I'd be good at it.
I'm going to say this. You know what? You're from Michigan, right?
Yes, sir.
From Michigan?
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you. I want to thank every motherfucker in Michigan for flipping it blue.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, made it like 24 minutes of no politics. I knew that was going to last. Well, okay. Well, you know what? You brought this upon yourself, sir. You really did.
Lexa, play.
Go right ahead, sir.
Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
Recuerdo aquel murmurio del río.
Hey, Vato!
Hell yeah, man. What's going on, Bucko?
I cannot... Did you call me Bucko, you fucko?
No, that's not what I said.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, I can't even cha-cha to this. I can't even salsa to this, Holmes.
No?
Wahida Guantanamera!
I'm not in the mood for this Mexican Guantanamera.
Oh shit, Alexa, volume 10. Oh shit!
He wanted. He had to go into his white voice. He had to go into his white voice to talk to Alexa.
Like the
excuse me, Alexa, can you go to volume 5, please? I am actually salting in my basement, Holmes.
Tenor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tenor. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Will you Mr. shut the fuck up?
No. Mr. Chicano.
I want you to do it. I got a bit for you right now. Turn All right. that shit up, bro. Jeez, I'm cranky. Turn that shit up, bro. Jesus fucking Christ.
Alexa.
Please stop for Mr. Home, whatever the fuck his name is, Home Somebody 88. Please stop, please.
This is a great bit. I just thought of it. How would a cholito talk to Alexa?
I hope it's better than your last bit. And your last bit sucked. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Motherfucker, I swear to fucking Christ. No, I'm asking you to do it.
Be cool.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to do the bit. How would Alexa or Siri? How would a cholito talk to Alexa or Siri, and what would the response be? Because you know how Siri always gets it fucked up. Like you say, I want dinner, and it's like, oh, you're a winner, and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
You're fucking putting me on the spot here. I'm gonna fucking bomb out on here because you know I'm gonna say something about Nacho. Like, hey Siri,
I don't know.
Can you tell me what to put on my nachos? And then Siri will be like, hey Cholo. Donald Trump is not Cho president any longer. Something like that. I don't fucking know. Fuck you.
You see, it's not That's so easy, easy you motherfucker.
You see, motherfucker.
Listen. Yeah, I'm just cranky, man. Don't take offense to him, man.
I don't.
I call into the OG, and I actually feel better. Holy shit.
Ever since I called in, listen. When I was in Mexico. No, listen, because I can say Mexico because I've actually been there. See, like if I was just super white bread Detroit guy like Jay, I had to say Mexico. But I've been to Mexico, I can call in Mexico. So listen. When I was there, I actually heard
just like Hawaii.
Guantanamera. No, listen. Guantanamera was a pain reliever. So when I heard that your back was seized up, I put on Guantanamera. I said Guajira Guantanamera. So listen. So I put that on for you, and look, now your back is feeling better. You're welcome, sir.
I will point out that I know like 18 Mexican guys, so I think you're giving that to me enough credit.
What'd you say, motherfucker?
You want the motherfucking cruise ship that takes you from LA to fucking Ensenada, huh? 2-hour trip. You motherfucker.
Hey, listen. I never been on a cruise ship, but I'm all about the all-inclusive, if you know what I'm saying, and I think you do.
Well,
Guajira Guantanamera.
But I'll tell you this, if you've never been on a cruise ship, you might never go. I'll tell you this, there's some weird looking motherfuckers, as I say motherfucker, man, on a cruise ship, man. There's fucking Star Wars Cantina up in that motherfucker. You got fucking, I'm pissed, eh? You got fucking guys that look like they're wearing a hair sweater. Chewbacca up in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Jesus. You know what? My back seized up again. Thanks, Tanner. God damn
it. Jay, you have to cue up the Cantina fucking music for that, you dumbass. You should be doing this shit.
Oh, well, how do you mean? Just like bring it up on my phone? You know, just hold it up to the microphone? I mean, it's not like I have the technology to do anything else.
Yeah, and then you got You got a short ass old man with big fucking ears. He looks like Baby Yoda up in that motherfucker.
What? I fucking resemble that, you fucker. I actually resemble that shit. An old ass fucker with big ears. God damn you.
Are you fucking Yoda, or Baby Yoda?
Oh, you're going to be? I'm more like yogurt if you've ever seen me. Yes!
By the way, Jay, I know you're a big fucking nerd, motherfucker. Have you been watching The Mandalorian?
No, I have not.
Have you been watching The Mandalorian?
No, I kind of want to save up a couple few of them, and I've been busy my last couple weekends. I'm looking forward to it, though. I know season 2's out.
Huh? Can I say something?
You can.
This shit would have blown my mind as a kid, okay? This is what Star Wars should be. They fucked up the sequels. Is that what it's called? The sequel? 7, 8, 9? That The Mandalorian is 10 times better than the fucking sequels. I'm just saying that. Yep.
Oh, man.
What's up, Tanner?
I don't know. It's I had to get away from my kids. My kids are screaming in the background because I didn't want to interrupt Homeboy 88 with his intellectual breakdown of the fucking Mandalorian.
Fuck you, you motherfucker. You know why you don't know fucking pop culture? You don't know what's up right now, motherfucker. And it's the Mandalorian from Pedro Pascal. That's a Latino motherfucker.
Latino!
Under the fucking Mandalorian armor suit.
I like the way you say Mandalorian. Like, when I'm at a stoplight, I want to look at somebody and say, fuck you, Mandalorian. That's what I want to say.
I don't know what that means, but it's kind of funny.
I don't either, man, but I like the way it sounds.
Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Mandalorian. What's up with the Mandalorian?
Yeah, fuck you, Mandalorian.
What do you think? You don't know about me, Mandalorian. You love all that shit. What do you think of season one, bro?
Season one was pretty cool. I was surprised because I'm not a huge Star Wars person. It's not like I dislike it or anything, but I'm like not like a Star Wars nerd. That's not like what I nerd out for. But it was way better than the fight, like you said, the last couple movies by a long shot. Yeah,
it was like a Western Star Wars, right? Like a good, the bad, the ugly.
That's exactly what it is, and they're not even trying to make it look like something else anymore, really.
It's awesome, man.
It's a ripoff of a couple different, Western tropes combined with, a couple of Japanese ones.
Yeah, there hasn't been Westerns in a long time, so it's cool.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it. The Westerns, some of the Westerns had a good idea with what they were doing. There's nothing wrong with running with it.
What does he say? What does he say? The fucking best line. He says, I can bring you in warm. Or I can bring you in cold, motherfucker. Well, he doesn't say motherfucker, but I would have added that to the script.
No, and even if he said motherfucker, he wouldn't say motherfucker like you, man.
No, that... Funny story. That's exactly how I proposed to my wife.
Hey, marry me, motherfucker! Hey, you, motherfucker, marry me!
that's very romantic. I think if I ever need to marry again, I'm going to do exactly like you just did.
Oh, man, my bad.
I look forward to that. That's going to be great.
Oh,
oh fuck.
Oh,
that's
man.
Hard.
I don't have to. This is for Homelander because I know he's concerned about me. Homelander, I don't have to work tomorrow. Don't worry about it, brother.
That's great. Yeah. So, yeah,
would you turn into an old fucking WWF superstar, Jimmy Fly Snuka motherfucker? Same brother? What the fuck is that, brother?
I was trying to be brother.
Hey, it's Maxie, baby. What's up, brother?
Best featherweight in the fucking world, huh? You know I'm coming back, eh? You know I'm coming back, Holmes, and I'm gonna tell you this. Fuck you, Volkanovski. You got the fucking strap that belongs to me, motherfucker. Talk about motherfucker. You're a real motherfucker. And I'm gonna point to the center of the octagon and I say, come here, motherfucker. Come here, motherfucker. You little short motherfucker.
Oh, my.
Blessed is best, baby.
Man, what's the word of the day?
Word of the day is apparently caffeine. because apparently you guys have both had quite a bit over the course of the day.
Word of the day is motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Well, I suppose that works as well.
Hey, Holmes, that's the word of the day every day in my world, Holmes. As for us, he knows.
I would think it would be Holmes.
Holmes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tempted to try to do an accent. I don't feel I have the right to do that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys think I have the right to do an accent? I mentioned, I do know like 18 Mexican guys. So does that mean I'm allowed to try, or is that would that be racist?
Didn't you challenge to fight one because he cut in front of the soda line?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a pass. Go for it, Jay. Go for it.
Oh God, I don't know if I can.
Tell us, Jay. Break it down for us, man.
What a bato! Let me deliver that package for you.
Hey, Hans. Hey, Jay. When you talk about delivering the package, you gotta say it soft and sensual, like, "Hey, mommy, how about I deliver the package, Jay?"
I don't think I can do it.
I thought you were going to do an impersonation of a Mexican at a golf club. Not me, you motherfucker.
Hey. I can do an impersonation of a Mexican at a golf club. Here it goes. Hey, Mr. Smith, would you like fries with that?
Oh, actually, I can't do an impersonation with any of them. They don't speak English, so I don't talk to them.
Oh, shit, Jay!
I can do an impersonation of them and not talk.
Oh, fuck. Jay, yeah. Jay, I've been carrying your fucking ass for too goddamn long. You know this, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, did Brad call in?
That's it. Shut the show down. Eh? Shut the show down. It's closed. It's done. It's over with. Eh?
Well, Castle says I'm racist because I don't talk to the Mexicans. I smile and wave at all of them and say hello and stuff, but we don't share a language.
You wouldn't be smiling if you didn't win those pretty teeth there, Bubby.
That's very true. They look like shit before. I wouldn't be smiling at anybody. I'd be an angry-looking person. People always say I look angry when I'm not smiling, so it wouldn't be any better with nasty and early teeth. Yeah, people say I have a resting angry face, which is probably true, because if I'm not smiling, it means I don't want you anywhere fucking near me. So.
What's up? Oh, yeah, man. It's crazy. Take it easy, man.
Shit. If they only knew, how crazy it really was, huh?
Let's see. Hey,
the ice cream man. Tanner, what are you gonna get?
That's not me.
I know. What are you gonna get though?
I thought Homelander called in like he was luring little kids over to his house with an ice cream fucking truck.
Woo!
Do you want SpongeBob SquarePants or do you want fucking Tweety Bird?
Oh, I want a Tweety Bird.
Do you want Bugs Bunny?
Enter, what do you want? Come on, can I hurry it up? He's gonna pick something.
Yeah, he left. Fuck you. You took too long, Tanner. God damn it.
See, you ruined it for everybody, Tanner. We all wanted ice cream just because you couldn't pick. Fucking nobody gets any now.
What was I?
I could have got you hot Cheetos with melted cheese on the top, too, bro.
Oh, fuck me, dude. What kind of fucking ice cream truck you got rolling there? Holy shit.
I'm low carb, man.
What? That's the Mexicano ice cream truck. They also got corn with fucking mayonnaise, too, bro.
Corn you got, mayonnaise. What?
You got Crystal Light popsicles?
Yeah.
Give me a berry Crystal Light popsicle, motherfucker.
What are you doing again? Have you ever seen the corn guy? And he puts mayo. He puts lemon juice. He puts chili powder. He puts dried Parmesan cheese. And then he hands it to you, and you're gonna get a fucking cardiac arrest right after you eat.
What are we talking about right now?
He said, corn. "What kind of ice cream truck?" Because I said, "Do you want hot Cheetos with nacho cheese on top, because that's what they sell out of the ice cream truck here."
Jesus Christ, that fucking door. That goddamn door every fucking time.
Well, he's got to do his job. What do you want from the guy, right? So, but yeah, Tanner, you know, they have all kinds of awesome Mexican options in their ice cream trips out there.
My children are killing each other listening to Lady Gaga. Hold on. Let me go see what they're doing. Hold on, guys.
Oh, wow. This could be either horrific or entertaining, one of the two, right?
I love this record, baby, but I can't see straight anymore. What's going on, kids? Just dance. Gonna be okay. Yeah, that's loud.
Poker face. Poker face.
Hey, I'm podcasting right now. This is important stuff, kid. Can you sing? Sing right now. Can you sing? Come on. Shut my playboy mouth. How my shirt get inside out.
Do they have poker face? That's the one song from her I know.
I'm getting hoes tonight. Get out of the floor. I love this record, baby. All right, I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm done with Lady Gaga. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I'm a dad. I'm a responsible parent. I have to check on my kids when they're killing each other.
That's very true.
I didn't know you were gay, bro. You know, that's great. It's great.
You, seriously, have you heard? Have you seen what I write in the chat and you didn't know that? What the fuck is wrong with you?
But everything's cool, you know. Hey, yeah. If you're gonna be gay, be the best gay that you can be. You know,
dude, I'm trying to be the best gay person I can be. And I said gay person because I'm being nice.
Right.
Wow,
you're saying they're all assholes.
Hey, man, Forrest, I've said this, I've mentioned this like 15 times, and I'm sorry. But I love
the attitude.
Hold on, guys. Snack time. Fucking.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Snack time.
On a plane or where?
Just wherever, dude. You have no clue about snack time.
No, I have no clue. What are you guys talking about? What did I miss here?
Jesus.
The Homeboy 88 podcast does not endorse. No partake in this fucking guy's speech right here.
Is it eight speeches? Is that
Jesus
what this is?
Christ, that what is fucking the, door, man.
What is snack time? You have to explain it to me.
You know, snack Forrest. Time. So Forrest popped into the chat like two nights ago with a screen name that was snack time. And it was TH. Are you listening to me, you fuck, Jay?
I am.
You want me to explain it?
I do, yes.
Yeah, but...
So, Jesus Christ, I can't talk with him eating Cheetos in the fucking background.
Okay, let me mute myself. Hold on. Do your bit. Listen. Hold on. Do your bit. Hold on.
So, listen. Fucking Forrest popped in with a fucking... of his face or his icon, whatever, his little fucking, whatever that thing's called with your name next to it, the picture. And it was fucking Dalton. And the screen name was THNACK time. It was snack time. Fucking killed me. Snack time, boys. Seriously.
So that's the entire story?
That's the fucking story, Jay. If you don't get it, I don't know how you're running this podcast without me. It's fucking... Listen, Jay. Jay, do you have a pen? Do you have a pen and a pad next to you right now?
I do, as it turns out.
All right, write this down. Okay. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Get your pen in your hand.
I got it.
And your Marfan syndrome fucking fingers. Get your pen in your Marfan syndrome fingers. Listen.
It's there.
Right. T-H.
T-H, huh?
N.
N, okay.
A.
Jesus Christ. Okay. You're killing me.
CK.
CK.
Space.
TI. I think I know what's coming. Yeah.
ME.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, what I want you to do is in your best.
Who's more hyper?
In your best lispy voice, okay, I want you to hold that up in front of your one good eye, Jesus. And read that. Read that close to the microphone.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Are you born?
I'm ready.
Wait. I got this. I know. Okay, come on. I'm here professional with this. You know, people could be paying me to say this. Snack time.
No. You need to. You said an S. I want a hard TH. Snack time. Like snack time. Okay. Do it like you're super excited about a fucking Sunday or something.
Snack time.
You're still saying an S.
I know, no.
Snack Hold time. On. Let
no, it's not snack time. Homeboy, you can't say it either. It's like you're going to say the.
I did it.
Snack time.
The problem is I can't talk about laughing because I'm too worked up about the equation. Yeah. Now I understand how fucking Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise had problems way back in the day. Cannonball Run. Because once you get giggling about something, it's really hard to stop. Jay. Yeah.
Jay, I think I figured time. It out. Okay? Do you remember Woodpecker? I think I'm the new Woodpecker, and Tedder's the old crazy motherfucker with no teeth. Remember that?
Okay.
That's him, bro. Oh, he's the old Woody Woodpecker. He's even crazier than me.
Oh, Jesus, I see what you're saying.
Christ.
Right, right.
So I'm the new Woody Woodpecker that everybody loves. Right, guess who? And all this shit. But the original guy, look it up on YouTube.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess what you're saying is
you're absolutely listen, homeboy, you're absolutely nothing without me. Your calls fucking fall flat on its face until I call in and I light you up. That's how this fucking shit works. As soon as you get that through your thick fucking skull, you'll be fucking all the better for it, all right?
That's some tough love right there.
I'm saying we're the same guy. I'm saying you're the old Woody Woodpecker, and I'm the new Woody Woodpecker, you fuck.
You're just the old pecker sucker. That's all you are. And when I come on here, I fucking light you up, and I fucking make you a star. Listen, you're a big, bright, shining star because of me. You should thank me, sir.
I'm just concerned with the fact that...
Thank you for almost the 2,000 downloads, motherfucker.
Well, there you go.
The bottom line is, Jay's just happy that you and I fucking host his show for him because he takes 3 days off and he comes up with absolutely no fucking bits.
No,
he's got nothing to do. He's just happy that we're burning up time for him.
But no, don't be mean, man. But we love him. We love the show, and that's what we want to do. Hey, Jay. Hey, Tanner.
Yeah.
Let's be serious. Let me ask you guys something. Go over to show.
Well, roll your fucking windows up, you fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey,
Glover Teixeira. Is he not a bad motherfucker? Speaking of motherfuckers.
Well, yes, he is.
Dude.
There you go. There's my entire contribution. Yes, he is. Did you know that Tanner knows him? I'm pretty sure Tanner probably slept with him at one point.
What?
Jay,
he knows
did you
a lot
come
of people
up,
in the mixed martial arts world.
You came up with that off the top of your fucking dome piece?
All right.
God damn. Jay done got... Yo, Jay done got me, son. I'm hit. Forced. I'm hit, son. Jay got me, son.
Tiago Santos whooping his ass with the hands, but Glover's too good, bro. He's skilled everywhere, I guess, you know?
That's very true, yeah.
Come on, this is...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is this not the other front line?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Jesus. From
I had a whole bunch of things I was going to say.
A byproduct of the underground life?
It's a proud product. See, because you guys said that I had 3 days and I didn't come up with any bits. Well, I did come up with a bit. My new bit is I get really, really, really fucking high just before I come on the show.
And you suck ass until we call
in.
Don't be mean.
It worked out pretty good, really, as far as I can tell. I mean... I think I'm going to keep at it because it's a work tried and true method. What's up, boss?
Jay, don't pay attention to the old Woody Woodpecker. He's crazy.
I wanted to point out the fact that you said that we can tell if he's different from all the other woodpeckers because he doesn't have any teeth.
Well, yeah, no, he basically has to get shit
you, like that.
You could tell he's different from the other woodpeckers because he doesn't have any teeth.
I didn't say that, did I?
That's a, yes, sir. Yes, I've been waiting back. You said that like 10 minutes ago.
I've been waiting to
bring that up.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you said that, dude.
Yeah. We have to keep you. We have to put you in like in a purgatory for that.
I'm gonna say this. I was in pain when they said it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. God damn,
dude. With your fucking accent, ain't nobody know what the fuck you're talking about, Holmes.
Oh my god.
Oh, you know what? There you go. There's something you can help with. Hey, a tenor. Homeboys had back pain. Your experience with those type of injuries, being both a weightlifter and a jiu-jitsu guy, and as someone who occasionally has to tackle people. So, do you have any advice for them on like remedies or anything that makes going to make it feel better now that he's already done the damage?
Same advice I gave you: lacrosse ball. Get a fucking lacrosse ball and lay on that bitch, and then roll it on your back. Put your feet up on a bench and roll it. That's it. Saved my life.
Okay. Lacrosse ball. What if you don't have a lacrosse ball because you're not in a fucking white neighborhood, you motherfucker? Where the fuck am I going to get that?
Lacrosse ball. Fair point.
Yeah, what you've got to do is you've got to go down the street to the nice neighborhood and borrow one from Chad and Connor. Chad and Connor, I'm sure, have a lacrosse ball, okay?
Probably have three or four.
Yeah. I don't even know the rules of that motherfucking game.
Dude, that's a Native American game. It's not even a fucking white game, you fuck. It's Native American.
You're being insensitive to indigenous people, you know?
We
really borrowed this country from them, so we should be more sensitive to their needs in sports.
Yes, you should. If that's true, I'll look it up. I'm going to first check you, Tanner, you fucker. But if it's true, I apologize to the Native Americans.
That's all right, the natives.
Yep. But listen, Chad and Connor really perfected that. I mean, it came originally from the natives, but Chad and Connor and Tanner and Taylor, they actually perfected it. I don't know if you know this. Okay.
I'm not kidding. How do you play it? What do you do? I've heard of it.
I don't know. I've never even seen it played. I think it
involves, I don't know,
like,
man.
It looks like a little, like, it looks like they have a, like a little scoopy, like, catchy thing.
Scoopy, catchy
like
thing.
Hockey, but in the air?
Yeah, kind of. It looks like they're throwing and catching, and I don't know. I don't have no clue what it involves. Whatever. I don't know. The closest thing I've ever came to was when I played. What?
It's like grass hockey. It's grass hockey?
Grass hockey.
Grass hockey.
That's exactly what it is, actually.
Actually, right. There's ice hockey and then there's grass hockey. That's lacrosse, right?
Exactly.
Oh. Okay. I was always hoping the whirly ball became a bigger sport. Have you guys ever done that before?
What did you say?
You guys ever play whirly ball before?
No. No.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here you go.
Canicas? That's like me asking you. Have you ever played marbles?
Okay. Well, here's the deal.
Tiddlywinks.
There's these businesses that have cropped up that cater to, like, you know, other businesses and private groups and things like that. You rent it out and you play something called whirly ball. So you walk in and there's a large bumper car arena inside of this building with a whole bunch of cars on the different colors. So you and your friends go in, pick your different sides, get in, and they give you like a scoopy catchy thing that's kind of like from lacrosse. And they have a goal set up on either side. You know, all it is basically a piece of wood with a hole in the middle of it. And they'll throw out like the ball, which is like a wiffle ball, and all you do is like drive around trying to throw from person to person and trying to get it in the thing. So it's kind of like, you know, lacrosse, but with bumper cars instead.
Oh fuck me!
No? And crickets.
No. Okay. So that doesn't sound fun to you guys.
Jay says,
well, I see by the time, it's about time to get out of here. Do you got anything, Homeboy 88? You got anything, Tenor? Let's get the fuck out of here.
After that poor story, Jay, apparently so.
Jay.
Yeah.
No, it's Jay's show. What do you want?
Was it not descriptive enough? Was it too descriptive? Not enough, not interesting content? I don't know. I don't know what I did wrong. I thought I was telling you guys about something cool. No. Apparently not.
It's fine. It's just whirly ball. I don't know. No. Never heard of it. Probably never going to want to hear of it.
God damn.
Okay. Never going to look it up on YouTube ever.
Never going to look it up.
Seriously, listen, guys. My homeboy snack time. He used to snack play whirly balls. He used to play whirly balls. And he used to play them after practice in the gymnasium. It was called whirly ball, if you know what I mean.
I'd rather play fucking tetherball.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Seriously, he would bust into the gym and he would say, snack time, boys.
Snack time, boys.
What the fuck? You motherfucker, I swear to fucking Christ. You son of a bitch.
Oh, you love me. Listen.
I don't know about the word.
Snack
love,
time, boys. Snack time.
Where the fuck did you get a bell?
He's always in his kitchen. That's why.
Oh, Jesus.
Who keeps a bell in your kitchen? When you live on a ranch, you're like gotta call him in from the field.
Because in my house, it's always snack time.
Holy fuck. I've never had a bell in the kitchen ever. Have
you had exactly. Who has that?
Oh my god.
I wonder. Is that like some sort of cake thing? Is that like some sort of cake thing that you know went into the kitchen or you know you like keep a bell up your ass for when
Oh Jesus. I'm sweating, I'm laughing so hard.
No, I'm sorry.
He probably has like salt and pepper shakers, like some crazy fucking salt and pepper shaker, like some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a fucking dog crying and a fucking cat pawing.
Yeah. That was a dynamite fucking drop in there, buddy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right. Don't be too hard. Homeboys, this is where Homeboy comes to work.
Fuck you, Tenor.
You gotta be nicer. This is where Homeboy comes to work on his craft. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently he's got 2,000 downloads, Holmes.
Oh, that's quite a few. How many do we have? Oh, shit. I think like, I don't know.
Oh, you have way more than me. But you do it at the end of the show, motherfucker. So, David. Come on.
Now I'm only doing four days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm taking Sunday, Mondays, Tuesdays off, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and you're being real productive in those 3 days off, you fuck, Jay. Being real productive.
It's spiritual. It meets my spiritual needs. I come back refreshed and renewed. It's not like I'm sitting out there like trying to think of topics for 3 days. That shit doesn't happen. But what does happen is like I have 3 whole days to myself where I don't have to worry about others or anything else. It's just serious me time. So then I come back recharged and able to give of myself to others once again.
You're so fucking full of shit right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you have 3 days of smoking fucking weed, you come back dumber.
Yeah. Well, what do you think was going to happen? What was that, sir?
Before I go, can I plug?
Yes, you can, dude. Knock yourself the fuck out.
Okay. First of all, I'm a part of a network now. It's called the Rational Rage Network. We're here on Podbean, too, so... Please subscribe, follow us on Podbean, the Rational Rage Network, but go to the Homeboy 88 podcast, just click on my face, go into my profile and check out my episodes. I just did one, Homeboy Rogers Part 3, but the one I really want you to listen to, Tenor, is called The Life After Death, The Life and Death of the Notorious B.I.G. Listen to that shit, bro.
No doubt. Can I plug?
Yes, you can. Of course you can.
All right. I just want to let everybody out there know that I've joined a new network. It's called the Rational Gaze Network. And if you want to look under my You want to look under my screen name? It's Homeboy 69. And, you know, it's just a lot of talk about, you know, being gay in America these days. So I just want everybody to subscribe and like and lick. I mean, so, all right, y'all. That's all.
All right. Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that I joined the Rational Jays network.
Well, did you?
Very nice.
So if you guys want to, you know, look me up on social media and like that shit, you know, follow me and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, that was good, Jay.
Motherfucker, you son of a bitch.
That's the best one Jay came up with off the fucking top of the dome. Nice, Jay.
Oh, man.
Now, you guys do really want to follow me on Twitter. I'm Passive Jay there. I think, homeboy, are you even on Twitter, man? I don't think, you know, what you got going on over there?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Insta. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on any of that shit. I'm a ghost.
Get on the fucking Twitter shit and follow me. I'm Passive Jay over there. You know, you gotta be at least that. You know. Anyways, we're gonna do all this shit again tomorrow.
I'm also on Twitter. If you guys want to follow me, I'm also on Twitter. My name is Massive Gay on there. If you guys want to follow.
I'm pretty sure that's taken. To be honest with you.
Shit. I laughed my ass off tonight. This is fun.
Yeah, fucking right. Popeye's in the cover, too.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. All right, well, I want to thank both of you guys for calling in. It made for a really fun show. Calling anytime, obviously. I want to thank the OG Army for showing up and listening. I couldn't have a show without you guys. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock and do the shit all over again. Until then, I'm Passive Jay, and you guys have yourself a great day.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Bye, later, everybody.
Thanks.
Theme tune for the OG.